escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
3 weeks away. That's right. Training Camp 2025 starts in 3 weeks, July 23rd, here to talk about that, the power that is the AFC North, maybe the sneaky good division, if there is one, here in 2025. CBSSports.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in our friend Ryan Wilson. Ryan, what's up?
How about that? A little trade action on June 30th. God forbid we take a break from football for 15 minutes.
How about that? I mean, I know these mock drafts are something that you're all consumed with for 2026 because I've actually been seeing those popping up on news feeds. But anyway, a trade, pretty significant one as well. Minka Fitzpatrick goes back to the team that drafted him. Jalen Ramsey goes to the Steelers. Jonnu Smith goes as well. You got draft picks. You got money's changing around. I mean, you know, on the surface, the trade favors who? And in the long term, who might have a financial advantage when it's all said and done?
Yeah, the Dolphins have the financial advantage because they're not paying much of Jalen Ramsey's deal, but he doesn't have a lot left on guaranteed after this season, I think. But in terms of how the trade went down, I don't know if you guys were like I was. I see the news break, and Jalen Ramsey breaks the news himself. And I'm like, okay, Jalen Ramsey to the Steelers. I'm sure it cost them probably a day two pick, and they're paying the salary. I can live with that. And then 15 minutes later, I see the details come in full, and it was Jonnu Smith, and they need tight end help. Donald Parham towards Achilles a few weeks ago. And then Minka going the other way. And I'm like, okay, well, that seems to even out this trade. So maybe it's a slight advantage, ever so slight, for the Steelers. You're getting two players, 1.5 to two starters. Jonnu Smith's going to see a lot of time at tight end because Arthur Smith uses three tight ends more than any team in the NFL. And Jalen Ramsey might be 30 years old, but he upgrades that secondary and allows Joey Porter Jr. not to have to be the number one. And Steelers fans will tell you, and probably wrongly, that Minka isn't the player he was when he arrived. And he still makes a lot of plays. He's still one of the smartest players on the field. He has not been productive on the stat sheet as he was previously. And maybe Steelers fans are okay with the tenor of this deal. And I think it makes him slightly better, and it gives you some offensive help. At the end of the day, I mean, here's the funny thing when we see these big trades. If I had said to you 5 years ago the Steelers in 2025 are going to have Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, and Jalen Ramsey, you would imagine them Super Bowl winners. Instead, they could be the third best team in that division.
Hey, Ryan, what do you think is going to happen with T.J. Watt?
I don't think he's going anywhere. I haven't heard that he's any more disgruntled than any other player looking to get paid. Like, I'd imagine he's probably the same place mentally that Myles Garrett was when Myles Garrett made his demands about being either trade me or pay me, and the Browns paid him. I don't think this is a Trey Henderson situation where it seems like the Bengals can't get out of their own way. I think it's just a matter of making this happen. And if I had to guess, I would imagine the Steelers get this done before – we've talked about this – before the Cowboys and Micah get their thing done, and it'll just cost – Jerry Jones a few more bucks because he seems to be slow on these things. But I suppose there's a conversation to be had that if you're semi-blowing this thing up, you could part ways with TJ if you're I laugh because I tell myself I won't talk about this player, but I can't not talk about him. If you're interested in Arch Manning and you need a piece to move up a little bit and he comes out next year, and I don't know that he will, you know, there's no better piece than T.J. Watt. So since Big Ben was drafted in 04, the Steelers have typically drafted around 22 in the first round. And you're just not getting a franchise quarterback there. So they're going to have to make some moves, whether T.J. Watt's on the team or not.
Hey, Ryan, I don't know what you've heard about Aaron Rodgers. That I heard he looked really good at camp. Ball never hit the ground. You know, he doesn't move like he did at one point, but he threw the ball extremely well.
Benny, you know better than I do that you better play well in the shorts and T-shirts portion of the summer workouts, because if not, then you've got some real concerns. But I suppose it's encouraging. And the other thing that I keep coming back to is that this Arthur Smith offense can look similar to the success that Aaron had with Matt LaFleur when they were on the same page. The other thing is, on paper, the offensive line is going to be younger, but it should be more consistent. They're going to get their right tackle back, Troy Fautanu, who didn't play last year, the former first-round pick. And you would think Broderick Jones might be a little bit more comfortable on the left side. The interior should be set. And then if the run game hits with Caleb Johnson, who they drafted in the third round, who's a wide-zone guy coming out of Iowa, I think that takes some of the pressure off of Aaron. Now, Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth are going to help, but they don't have a number two receiver. And we saw that the different pages that Geno Smith and DK Metcalf were on in Seattle. And if I had to guess, and I haven't asked anyone, but I would imagine it was more DK not doing what he's supposed to do instead of Geno being where he was supposed to be with the football. So they got to get that sorted out as well. But again, I think this team's going to win. Look at Mike Tomlin, 10-game type situation. Maybe go to the playoffs, lose in the first round, and then you have to ask yourself, are you going to finally make a move for a franchise quarterback literally 22 years after you drafted Big Ben?
Hey, Ryan, when do you think Cleveland will narrow down, you know, from four? Because they can't be given, you know, four quarterbacks reps, you know, when they start practice in a couple weeks.
Right. And one was a third-round pick, the other was a fifth-round pick, and then maybe Joe Flacco doesn't need as much in terms of reps because he's seen this movie, you know, 19 previous preseasons. And, you know, Kenny Pickett said when they acquired him that he was going to be given every opportunity to start. It feels like a situation, Benny, once we get to training camp and teams are thinking about backup situations, there might be a trade for or someone like a Kenny Pickett. And it does feel like Kenny's going to be the odd man out. I can't imagine, unless he sets the training camp on fire and it's just a clear-cut starter, that there would be a reason to keep him on the roster with two rookies and a veteran in Joe Flacco. And I've been saying this pretty much since the draft. I imagine whoever the three quarterbacks are all going to start at some point next season, whether through injury or just inconsistency. But I would imagine Kenny Pickett, odd man out. And I'm guessing when you start moving puzzle pieces around, I don't know if it'll be early in training camp. Usually there's an injury or right before the roster cutdowns. But I think Kenny Pickett might be the guy to get moved.
Hey, Ryan, I mean, you did the draft and stuff this past year. You watched all the film on those guys. Mike Green, I mean, Bob and I have both said, good chance this kid can get 8 sacks for the Ravens this year. Your opinion?
Yeah, 100%. He was my number two rated edge rusher after Abdul Carter. And, you know, the off-field stuff had him fall a little bit. And, you know, he can sort that out with the proper people involved in that. But in terms of on the field, no one played with a higher motor 60 snaps a game than Mike Green did last season. And he did it at Marshall. Now, he had to leave UVA to go to Marshall to do it. But we talked to him at the Senior Bowl before he commented on the off-field concerns. And that dude was all about ball. He was laser-focused, very soft-spoken, and first impressions were good for me. But I also got a chance to watch the way he played that Ohio State game, for example. And he reminded me a lot of Will Anderson Jr. in terms of the size and the ferocity with which he played. And I think I told you guys this after the draft. I felt like athletically he's not far off from Ajabo or Owe. He's just further along as a pass rusher than those insane athletes were when they came out and were drafted. And I think, to your point, 8 sacks, if you gave me the over-under at 7.5, I think I would take the over and feel pretty good about it.
Now, Ryan, I just did, you know, my report on Emory Jones Jr. because we hadn't seen him yet. What did you think of him coming out? And did you know that his shoulder was hurt, and is that why he went to third round?
I didn't know that, but that makes me feel better, because there was a lot of buzz about him a year ago last summer, and I watched them, and I just never saw what I was expecting to see. There were glimpses of it. I mean, that schedule they ran, it was a gauntlet. You know, Texas A&M, South Carolina, those teams that they had to play. And he's a good athlete. It just felt like he was a waistbender a lot and was not in balance as much as I would have liked to have seen him be. And I thought, well, maybe he just has to move inside. I'm not sure where he's working out or will work out for the Ravens, but he has right tackle athleticism and size, and I think his arms are plenty long enough. Rosengarten's going to be that guy, but if you have an opportunity to move him inside, I think that Emory Jones could have success there as well. And the shoulder injury is interesting because I think he was a day two guy, I believe.
Third round.
Third round. So he could have gone 20, 30 picks higher had he been healthy and played the way that we all sort of expected him to play last summer.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Last thing for you, Ryan. In the AFC, not going to go worst to first, but best team or team with the best chance to go from last place to the playoffs. Patriots, Browns, Titans, Raiders.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think I'm going to have to go with the Patriots. Like, I feel really good about this Patriots team because, in part because of Mike Vrabel, in part because Drake May played so well last year, exceeded my expectations, and the defense is actually going to be better. I think this team is going to have an edge. They're not going to make the dumb mistakes they were making last year. And if you told me they won 9 games and got to the wild card, I would believe it. They might end up being the number 2 team in that division ahead of Miami, who always seems to have questions once the weather turns cold.
Is Arch Manning going to leave after next year?
That would
I hope
the brothers
you do.
It's not a Manning thing to do that though.
Right. I hope he comes back because I don't want to have it'll be a Tim Tebow, Johnny Manziel sort of media hype situation, and then we're going to critique every single pass this kid makes. I think he's going to be good. Who knows if he's going to be as good as his uncles because they're Hall of Famers, but he has an edge to him. He's a better athlete. He has a bigger arm. And he's been coached by, 4 guys who played Division I football, 2 guys of Hall of Famers, and his grandfather was, I think, the 2nd overall pick back in the day as well. So hopefully he comes back and just gives us something to talk about in 2027. But who knows, man? If they win the national title, he wins the Heisman, why would he return?
He's Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Ryan, always great to talk to you. Have a great 4th of July weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Happy 4th, guys.
Thanks, Ryan.
There he is, Ryan Wilson. Welcome back. American League East Report. Talk about what happened last night in the division, what's happening today, and an updated look at the standings, and then another funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw before Inside Access takes over here on this Woman Crush Wednesday, 105.7 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.